Hello, this is Eric Johnson, the brand.
And Aaron Thigpen, the source.
Aaron, we've got a great subject that's been happening this summer. We're in the middle of summer now, Aaron. And here's the question. Are you experiencing summer burnout? Athletes, are you experiencing summer burnout? It's a lot of action been going on in sports these days.
Yeah, I see a lot of kids, summer started and everyone's chomping at the bit to get back to playing and traveling and doing all these things. And, maybe it was too much too soon for a lot of athletes. You know, already talked about the injury aspect, but now I think athletes and probably even parents are experiencing some mental fatigue. In terms of, you know, getting back on the horse and hitting all the travel circuit and all the things that, you know, it entails. So, you know, I'd really be interested to get your take on that because, hey, you're actually in the middle of it now. You know, I'm at the comfort of my own gym at home and I can go home and relax. But you're flying from city to city. And you've got, you know, 8-game tournaments and 6-game tournaments and all those things that, you know, the kids are flying out, coming home for 2 or 3 days and then flying back out again for another 4 or 5 days. So it's got to take its toll. And athletes didn't go through that last year. So I don't know, are they acclimated for that? And again, hey, how are they responding? What are you seeing?
Well, Aaron, let me just kind of educate the audience here a little bit. It's something that you and I have discussed since COVID, you know, started, and you and I started in the dark, working out of the dark via Zoom and stuff, that our athletes going to be prepared when we start to play, and what was the right diet for them to continue and go forward in their performance training and in games, and how fast should they implement it. And, you know, all those things are coming to roost right now. I'm watching a lot of young athletes, anywhere from 10 to 18, burn out right now. And I've seen parents drive them across the country from California to Georgia, then Georgia to North Carolina or somewhere else. And the athletes look tired to me right now. We're in the middle of the summer. It's 1 month into this, and athletes have aches and pains. They're getting hurt. They look tired. They're not rested. It's too much. It's too much sports. Whatever sport you're doing, too fast without the right amount of recovery. And there needs to be a plan behind going out, like we discussed in many of our podcasts, but the athletes are burned out right now. I don't see the same action that they need to have on a regular basis. They're too tired to sports perform at their event because they're tired. They're not rested. There's aches and pains. I see more leg injuries than I've ever seen in my life. And I see many arm injuries too. And I never would see that many things happening. Guys are like, hey, I need a day off. Players would never tell me I need a day off. Mm-hmm. I've never imagined a kid coming in a dugout looking at a lineup, Aaron, and say this to me. I'm so happy I'm not playing today. I mean, Aaron, who does that? I'm happy I'm not playing today. I'm so happy. I'm like, what? You know, what is going on? So that right there was like, uh-oh, red flag. Yeah. It's too much.
Hey, the train's left the station, so I don't know really what, you know, these athletes can do to kind of take those breaks other than if you do have that time to relax and shut down, make that time and find it. And whether it's in between games while you're out on the road or when you come back home, you know, for that brief period of time. And so maybe you lower the volume or intensity of what you need to do. Now, you know me, I'm a proponent of, you know, you've got to you got to keep up your physicality by doing some form of performance training, working out. But again, I guess you got to take it on a case by case basis. You're going to got to take it on the, from the first point of, hey, did you do an off season? And, you know, is it more mental fatigue than physical fatigue? You know, if you've got a good foundation under you, it's probably more mental fatigue at this point. But if you don't, like probably most kids haven't, they probably didn't train. They just went right through their, you know, high school season with their high schoolers. And a lot of middle schoolers don't train.
Right.
And they're now they're hit with this, you know, this cluster of games and the traveling. And, you know, obviously they're not going to the coldest places in the state. They're going to the hottest. So there's a lot that they've got to adjust to. And so my advice to the athletes and parents would be find those times and find those days where you actually don't do nothing. And maybe you have those mental days off, but keep in mind that you can't let your body get soft either. So maybe you're doing tune-up workouts. Maybe you're doing 20-minute workouts or 30-minute workouts. Maybe you're just picking a couple of your most favorite or you fit or what you think are your most effective weight training exercises, and you're doing three sets of 10 on maybe just two or three of your favorite, you know, one upper, one lower, and then one core, and calling it a day, because you still need to be able to sustain the physical aspect of, you know, of performing. Again, the mental, you know, different people decompress in different ways. So I guess you just got to find the right way to do that and make sure you do it.
I think the biggest thing I see, Aaron, is the rest factor and the sports performance factor that when athletes want to go out and be the greatest they can be, then they need to train like an athlete would. And when I say athletic training, I don't mean just go work out. I mean, you're trying to be the best you can be in your field. And that's why these kids go out and do what they do. They want to be the best. They want to achieve, I want to go and play in college, or I want to go and get this done. But they have to have the mentality of a professional athlete in training. And this is not just go to the gym and work out. There has to be a plan. For instance, I had a player who I really am glad to see that they're making this adjustment. He was in the gym. I've been with him for a week now, and he just left out of town. He was in the gym. Out of the 7 days we were here playing a tournament, he was in the gym 3 days a week. I asked him, how long are you working out? He says, I'm working about 20, 25 minutes. I picked, you know, three or four things I'm doing differently every day.
There you go. That's smart.
Yep. 3 days, and I'm getting it done. Now, this player, I watched this player throughout the whole tournament. Never looked tired.
Yeah.
Never looked like, oh man, it's too hot today. And we're playing in 110 degree weather.
Right.
And never looked like he was just, you know, done. He just looked like he was sustainable, and the heat was the heat, and he just was just going through it while everybody else was panting, like, oh man, it's hot here. And they looked like they were dragging. He never looked that way. So I knew he was dedicated to professional training.
Right.
Not going to the gym saying I'm looking good and hey, I worked out, coach, or I worked out today. He actually had something that you talked about, what he was doing on the road. Picked three or four exercises he liked. He was doing them. He was consistent with it. He was getting the proper rest. He wasn't running around, jumping in the pool all day, swimming all day, or running around town, hanging out, running in the sun. He said, hey, I need to get my rest. I need to take a nap every day. I asked him, what do you do? He goes, I take a nap every day, about 20 minutes, 30 minutes, just let my body kind of decompress. And I go, what else to do? Well, I have a bathtub, again, ice bath. If my legs were sore, I got an ice bath. And he was just, I was like, this dude, you know.
Sounds like one of my guys.
I was proud of him. I was really proud of him because he actually had a plan before he got here. And, right. You know, we, as I was telling our athletes, hey, these are the things we'd like to see you do. Hydrate, rest, ice baths, know when your body is telling you something. If you have a workout day, it's not feeling good, work out the next day. Give yourself a little time to recover, but stay consistent with your work. And I think that's what he did. And one thing I'm going to tell all the parents and all the players out there, be consistent with your work. When you go on the road, don't all of a sudden just shut down. Just back off a little bit and be smart about what you're doing and be prepared.
Right. Well, yeah, you mentioned a few things that I usually tell my athletes. And one is I'm big on naps. Usually I tell athletes right after they've played or competed or whatever, and especially if it's multi games in a day or races in a day, say, as soon as you get done, hydrate, get you something to eat, and take a 20-minute nap. Even if you don't go to sleep, that's fine, but just decompress, close your eyes, shut down for about 20 minutes, and it'll help the body recharge. Another thing that these athletes should be aware of, and again, I know it's hard because, you know, you might be 12 or 13 or 15 or 16, you're out of town and you're with your buddies,
right?
But, you know, sleep is important. And I just wrote an article on the power of sleep, and you can check it out on the website. But, you know, just not getting enough sleep can really change your physiology as well as your mental and emotional state. You might feel alert and be alert, but it does have an effect. And over the course of a week, if you're out staying up late, you know, hanging out and doing all those things which are fun, you know, at that age, and you're getting 5 hours of sleep or getting 4 hours of sleep or whatever the case, you're not getting the quality sleep that you need, it's gonna catch up to you.
Absolutely.
And that's an easy fix. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, it's an easy fix. So I think athletes, parents should be aware of that. And if you're one of those kids who just has to stay up late, then, you know, again, supplement your sleep with naps during the day. Pick out times where, you know, there's not a lot of action going on. You're not going to miss anything with your buddies.
Right.
And you kind of power down.
Right.
So, you know, that might help as well.
Yeah. I think that's part of summer burnout is not doing those things. Your body's being taxed and it can't recover fast enough and too much too fast. Now, and it leads into what we said today, is that experiences summer burnout is too much too fast and not having a plan and not understanding what your body is really taking in and how to combat it during this time. And I think parents, my advice to you would be understand what's coming up in the fall. I mean, we're going to be done with the summer in a month, and the fall's going to turn around to September. And that's another important period for a lot of athletes. So understand during that month of August, you know, you need to be smart. You got to plan. And Aaron, you and I always talk about managing athletes. And I think that's important. So that's something good to kind of take in there and there at the end there.
Oh, good stuff, man. Good stuff.
Okay, with that said, we're going to sign out. This is Coach EJ, the brand.
And Coach Aaron, the source. We'll see you.